Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. We are going through Romans chapter 6 and 7, and we are seeing how we can take our faith in Jesus Christ and understand what happens when we have faith in Jesus Christ, how God saves us, how God changes us, not just gives us a promise of being able to enter heaven when we die, but he changes us now. He changes our heart, our desire. He changes our relationship with sin. So how do we, understanding that then, go forward and live a successful life, the life God wants us to live by following the Bible and applying it to our life? Well, we're going to get more practical today as Paul begins to apply that in Romans 6, verse 11. So Paul writes here, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires." All right, those two verses we're going to spend some time on because there's actually a lot of different principles here that we can apply to our life. So first of all, what is Paul talking about? Well, remember, by the end of this chapter, Paul will say, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And I've told you, some people take this verse to mean, okay, if I sin, then I earn something. That's my wage, and my wage is death. But the gift of God, God gives me this gift. When I believe in Jesus Christ, when I get saved, God gives me the gift of eternal life, meaning I get to go to heaven. But as we've seen already in Romans chapter 6, Paul is not talking about heaven when he talks about eternal life. He is talking about a right relationship with God. He is saying that God had wrath at us, was going to condemn us as our holy, righteous judge. We were sinning against God, breaking his commandments. We were not at peace with one another. We were at war with each other. And Jesus Christ provides a way for there to be peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:1. That means we now, when we stand before God, he will not condemn us, but he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If you have faith in Jesus Christ, God will say that to you when you face him. You're not going to have to go over times you messed up and different sins in your life. That's paid for. You are righteous in God's sight. And therefore, as a result, yes, you will go to heaven. But heaven is more of the afterthought. The actual gift of eternal life has to do with this right relationship with God. And so Paul explains why this is so throughout the first part of Romans chapter 6. He says that when Christ died and you have joined yourself to Christ by believing in him, you died. When Christ rose from the dead, you, having your faith in Jesus Christ, also rose to a new life. Something in you died and then came back to life with a new start. Something in you changed. And you are no longer the person you once were. You died to sin, specifically, is what Paul says repeatedly in Romans chapter 6. He says, "If we were united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our body ruled by sin might be done away with." So all of these verses are talking about how our old self, which was dominated by sin, which was going to face condemnation because of sin, which was going to face death because of sin, that's done away with. It died with Jesus on the cross in some, you know, we don't know how that works, but in some spiritual sense, we died with Jesus, and now we have this new life in us. So now, Paul writes in Romans 6:11, we are to count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now, why are we to count, or some translations say consider, why should we think about ourselves as dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus? Because that is the reality. That's what Paul has been saying. He's been saying you are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So you need to think about it, consider it, meditate on it. This is one of the ways that we defeat sin in the Christian life, is we get focused on the cross, the resurrection, and on grace. And it's not that you get holy by thinking about just the law. Oh, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do this. I'm not supposed to do that. I've got to be better. I've got to try harder. That's not really going to work for you in growing in your holiness and growing to be what God has called you to be and wants you to be. What is going to work is to remember, think about, consider, get it through your head who you are in Christ. You are dead to sin and alive to God. You are in a different place. You now love God, love his commands because of what God has done. It's God's work in you. When you focus on it from that grace perspective, now the law can be beneficial and helpful and good. It's not that we throw the law out. It's that we look at it from the right perspective. So Paul goes on in verse 12 to say, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Some very important principles we need to cover from this verse. If Paul writes, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that must mean two different things. That means it is possible to let sin reign in your mortal body, right? If when you become a Christian, sin has no ability to impact you whatsoever, and you will automatically be perfect without any effort, then Paul wouldn't need to write this command, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. He wouldn't need to write it because, well, if you're a Christian, it doesn't happen anyway. All right, but there's also the fact that we can keep sin from reigning in our mortal body. Why would Paul give us a command that was impossible to keep? Why would he say, do not let sin reign in your mortal body if he knows all of us are going to have sin reigning in our mortal body? No, the fact that he gives this command says it's something we need to work for, and it is something that is obtainable. And so he gives this command. Now, there is a difference between being perfect and not letting sin reign in your mortal body. I don't believe Paul is saying that we are to be perfect or that we can be perfect. That's not what this command says. The specific wording is do not let sin reign in your mortal body. And what he is talking about is being controlled by sin, dominated by sin, have sinful habits and desires and passions that you have no control over, that you keep coming back to again and again, that reign over your will and your mind. Paul is saying, no, you're going to grow in holiness. You're going to overcome sin. Maybe small steps, but you're going to have victory over sin in your life. You're going to get to places over time that you weren't in the past when it comes to overcoming sin. This is an ongoing activity of a Christian. He says, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. And he's going to say a few other things later on we'll look at that say this is an ongoing thing that you have to keep fighting for, and you never fully obtain victory over sin, but you are defeating sin. You're in the process of defeating sin. So do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Now I want to focus on that word mortal body. Where are we focusing on the power of sin in our life? Well, it's in the mortal body. Remember, Paul has said multiple times that our old self was crucified with him, that we died with him, that we are to count ourselves dead to sin but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So if we are dead to sin, how is it that sin could possibly reign over us in our mortal body? Well, Paul is distinguishing here our spiritual self and our mortal physical body. And Paul is saying we, spiritually, in our inner self, in that non-physical part of ourself, that part that survives even death, that is in heaven after we physically die, that is set free from sin. But we're still right now attached to a mortal body that is not set free from sin. Now, why would that not be set free from sin? Or how do we know that? Well, I'm going to talk about that more tomorrow and show you how what the true fight in the Christian life is all about. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.